AgriGrow brings you the Dust in the Wind Stagecoach Journey update with Shotgun Bev as she travels with Cowboy Rick and the Stagecoach crew on their journey across the Smoky Hill Trail.
This is Shotgun Bev, and we are now on Tuesday morning of our trip. I'm here with Cowboy Rick this morning. We are getting the horses all fed and watered, scouting our route out, and getting ready to head out. Rick, tell us a little bit about where we're going to be heading today.
Actually, today we're going to be going to the historical Pond Creek Station on the Smoky Hill Trail, which now is part of the Smith Ranch, really historic large cattle ranch here in western Oklahoma. We spent the night on the Fraser Ranch, right by the old William Comstock dugout. It looks like you could film any episode you wanted to of Gunsmoke out here. It is a wide open plain. And the wind can be relentless out here, so we've called this trip the Dust in the Wind, and truly is that way.
It truly is, but it is absolutely beautiful out of here. And what a great cabin. We've had very worth singing each night. Everybody out here has been absolutely wonderful.
And I'll tell you, yesterday, probably one of the 25 years of stagecoaching across America, yesterday was maybe one of our best ones. We got to deliver pen pal letters, and a special thank you to all the listeners out there who sent the pen pal letters. We visited the Sharon Springs nursing home, and man, I've never seen faces light up like that. It was just a blessing. There was probably 75 kids there also that we got to visit. Plus, we got to go then to a vacation Bible school as we coached in town and delivered pen pal letters there. And we were sitting around the camp this morning. I think it's like 40 degrees. And it makes you think back to when people were out here in their covered wagons. And the tenacity and the toughness of the old pioneers. I don't know. It's humbling because I don't think I'm tough enough. I'll tell you, to have lived back in that time, people say, when would you like to go back and live? And I say, well, none of the old days unless I was born and raised there, because over the years, Bev, we've gotten a little softer, I believe.
I understand completely. We're going to get ready to head out here in a little bit, so stay tuned tomorrow and we'll let you know where we're at then.
And remember, keep it western and always ride a fast horse. Adios, amigos.